pencil and chalk.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have any fountain,
They might have had a fountain pen, but if they did, the old folk kept it put up for special use. Mm-hmm. My pa might have had a fountain, and did. He did have a fountain pen, and he had real fine tablets to write on.
Mm-hmm.
But they was kept out of the kids' reach. We had our pencils and old school tablets to do our writing on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about cups that were made out of metal? What were they made of?
Well, we had what we called tin cups, and that's all I remember. Pint, tin cups. I think I've got a couple of ours to have, at any rate.
And a dime was worth how many?
Dollar now.
But in those days, a dime was worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Yeah. Of course, now a dime, nothing like that. Well, next section is about clothing. What would you put on to go outside in the wintertime when it's cold? You'd have to put on.
Well, like most everybody had a coat, or maybe they had no sweater.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, men wore, what would the men wear for their clothes?
Well, they had a man would have a coat, and if they were lucky enough to get a suit, had to have a little old vest to it.
Oh, yeah.
A little old vest.
Yeah. Well, now, would that all match? That
would
be?
Yeah, the vest and the coat and the pants are supposed to match if you were dressed up.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they were dressed up.
Yeah.
Well, I think you said something, too, they used to have jeans.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned.
Yeah, they had a few jeans. It was, when I can remember, some that hadn't wore out from the, they're made at home, these jeans was. And old Uncle Bill lived back out here on Weaver Mountain. I've been told that he had a full suit. They'd shared the sheep and dyed the wool before they ever made them, and they made a coat and pants too. He had a full suit, and no doubt maybe he was buried with them all. I forgot to see me like this, kind of a rust colored. I never got to see him.
But that was probably very unusual to have a full suit. Like
and that's not been too many years ago either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if something, well, like that, I guess, if something, in those days, if something like that sweater or something, if it's washed in hot water, it would.
Well, it would just ruin. Mm-hmm. And I imagine, I'm just guessing at this, if they got one they couldn't unravel and got it so bad they couldn't unravel. It was probably put back for you. See, they're strong on putting these wool things on your chest when you had colds and pneumonia. And if you didn't have one, why you could say, well, you just come to my house. I'll give you a good flannel cloth to go on that child's throat or boy's throat or your husband's throat, your wife, whoever it is, you see. A good flannel. People used to be strong on this wool on and the way my mother, I'll just tell you the way we doctored, if she had mutton tallow, she'd just get this tallow hot, just smear this cloth right real good, then she'd soak it with turpentine and coal oil, and then they'd fry onions with and put that onion grease on there and put that on you. While it was still hot, not hot.
And I bet you got really greasy, did it?
Oh, you got greasy and you opened up, too. You needed to doubt about what you did.
I guess.
Put that on your thin pinned it here on your underclothes and pull a cover up to, and maybe let you fan the cover occasionally. It'll get that out where you could breathe. And when, in 1919, Ma had the flu, Holloway told us to fix one from here plumb around to her backbone. Now, they were strong on them. I used to keep one. I've got one put away in yonder now if I ever need it. But now if you have anything wrong, well, you jump up and go talk.